Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody! Coming at you from Los Angeles, California, live, warm, fuzzy, coming for the next 2 hours. Well, not coming for the next 2 hours, unless you're really into the show. Then, man, God bless you if you can come for two straight hours.
Yes.
Welcome
to the Jizz Hour, everybody. We're just going to be talking about cum from now until what? 5 p.m.?
Apparently so, yeah.
It's 5 Central.
We're 30 seconds into it and already jizz is flying.
No, it would be 6 Central. That's when we're done.
5, 6, 7, 7 6 Central time.
Oh, we are here. Like four difficult.
You can hear all the cacophony going on out in the background, ladies and gentlemen. This is Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. Here, hurtling at you. We're going to be here till 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 p.m. out on the Eastern Time Coast. Call us if you like on this live radio show version, because if it ain't during those times and you call during a rerun, you'll get a message that tells you to leave a message. And hey, leave us a message. 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. You can also get us on the Skype machine, Crab Diving. Name CRABDIVING. Tweet us.
Yes.
During the show, if y'all like, at Crab Diving.
You're Patrick Vile. You're Patrick Vile. And I am Ryan Pfeiffer. Who gives a fuck? I'm just kidding.
It's a garbage day here, too.
Oh, my God.
So they're picking up. We have three different color receptacles here. We have the green one, which is for sticks.
Yes.
And grass and shit. And then we have the blue one for recycles and the black one for, you know, everything else.
Yeah, actually, it works out. Anything. I think yard waste gets in there correctly. If you've ever looked, particularly at our building, nobody puts anything into the right receptacle.
They hardly use the recycles at all. We're the only ones putting pizza boxes
in
there.
No, that's true.
Beer bottles.
We should ask
occasional scotch bottle.
Yeah. Do you give a shit about the environment or the planet that your shitty apartment is situated upon or not? Right. I mean, we only have how many days of water do we have left?
We have
years or whatever.
Allegedly less than a year. Yeah, I've got an extensive story block later about the fracking and the drought and all that shit coming on. We got 5 or 6 stories about that.
And by we, it's California, right? We are running out of water.
Yeah, right now, yeah. Severe drought. We'll talk about it later. I don't want to blow my wad yet. We've also got.
But later on, guys.
Yeah, we'll tweet about it.
And,
that's the kind of thing we want to get people to come and listen to later. So we're going to. We've got the headlines we usually get to. We've got all that stuff. We've got some racism, fun with racism segment coming up here in America. Post-racial, of course.
oh, yes.
Maybe not so much. I've got some clips. There's did you see this Rick Santorum thing yet?
No.
Yesterday. Well, we're going to play this later. Hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. There was a Rick Santorum one of those... town hall meetings Knuckle Dragger Central. And it's an amazing bit of gold.
Yeah.
For the question that he was asked. We'll get to that a little bit
Who
later.
Goes to town hall meetings? I mean, I guess you should. You should be active in your community and participate. And if things like that. But I imagine you get a lot of, like, lunatics at these meetings that really want to be heard, you think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I've never. Yeah. Have you ever been to one? I've never been to one.
No. But we've played clips, a lot of clips here on Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com for past episodes of this great show. iTunes and Stitcher, too, mother foes.
Stitcher. Give us stars. Rate us. Thumbs up.
But we've played clips before of those loonies, people who get up and... We played one, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? The gun guy.
Yeah.
Who in, was it Michigan? He went in front of the school board and he thinks that they should have...
Oh, my God.
Everybody should have a gun down to, you know, kindergartners.
We played that yesterday, didn't we?
I think it might have been yesterday.
My God.
Yeah. And rightfully so, when he got up there and he said, you know, I think more guns in schools just makes more sense. Then there was a loud spate of laughter from people sitting there at the school board meeting watching. And they even had to say, you know, excuse, let him finish, please. Let him finish, please.
I was thinking about that. And I guess this guy's vision is that he's at a school. He happens to have his pea shooter strapped to him. He's ready to go. And then all of a sudden, the bad guys come. I'm sorry. The people that aren't white come in. When they rush to school and they take over, they take prisoner all the lily white children. And he's hidden out in the handicap stall.
Well, first they convert them to Muslims.
Oh, yeah.
Then they rape the boys.
Okay.
Don't forget.
Right.
You're leaving out important steps.
Oh, yeah. And he's hidden out in the mop closet with his fucking Glock. Right. He's going to bust out some Jack Bauer action, right? And systematically take out all the evildoers.
Like at Charlie Hebdo.
Oh, yeah, that's how that worked out.
The armed policemen and guards did a great job against those AK-47s,
right,
or whatever they were.
I mean, maybe they did just about the best job you can do. I mean, I don't know.
Well, right, and how many stories have we done of some of these open carry idiots who a guy walks up to him and is like, that's a really great gun. He's like, oh, thanks. And the guy pulls his gun, puts it to his head and says, give me it.
Yeah, they just take it from it.
How are you protected?
It's hilarious.
They want to go sit in Chipotle with their big penis extensions and pretend that they have a chance to be Jack fucking Bauer if anything happens.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, that's all it is. It's them like, you know, I'm going to go protect Walmart when I'm there buying some chew.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to understand these gun nuts.
Good luck.
Is it like, no, how they feel about their guns? Is it like how, say you got the brand new, most shiniest iPad ever today in the mail, and then you got to play with it. That would be fun, right? You would love that.
Right.
Is that how they feel when they get a new gun? Is it like a gadget? Is it that kind of thing? Or is it?
No, it's like having somebody tickle their prostate. They love it. You kidding me?
But is it? Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out, is it the idea that you have something shiny and new, and that's the thing they like? They're like, oh, look at this. It's cool. It's got a, I don't know. It seems stupid. It seems a stupid thing to get into. I'm into guns.
Yeah. I mean, they're fun.
But what do you do with it? You just shoot it, right?
I had my rednecky period where I was out running in the woods of Wisconsin, like some feral redneck shooting shit and
lucky you didn't drop the gun and shoot yourself in the gut or something, or
driving
something
out in the backwoods like an idiot. And
yeah,
I mean, it was one of those times.
You should be in a fucking wheelchair.
I've been very lucky.
My God.
But I was pretty mild compared to some.
It only takes one accident.
But it was good because I honed those driving skills in the middle of the forest, in the middle of the backfield and shit. And then when I got to Chicago and really needed those skills.
Yeah, yeah.
To do donuts. In the parking lot at the tennis club.
Oh, my God.
About,
we shouldn't have people driving in this country. We should all be walking around in little Nerf eggs.
We got caught one time on the security camera.
Doing donuts?
Doing a donut in the parking
lot.
What'd
they do? Nothing?
They yelled at us the next time we showed up. That's about it.
They gave you the
business. They didn't tape it. They were right. Sitting there watching us after we left.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, ah! Doing donuts.
That's funny. So, I just don't get it. It's just weird, right? I guess is the majority of the time these gun nuts they spend, is it like holding a gun and feeling like how it feels in their hand? Or are they actually at the shooting range using it? I just don't understand.
It's fun. You've shot a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun, I guess.
I mean, there's a funness to
that. But I'm not
that.
I'm not thinking about doing it again. If I never shoot a gun again, I don't care.
Right. But yeah, me neither, probably. I mean, it's kind of fun. I'm
not...
but yeah, I don't understand.
I don't get the fascination, I guess.
And even though I still, like, that guy at that fucking town hall looked like such a moron with his gun strapped to his side, his pistol in the holster.
Yeah.
Standing there trying to say that, you know, more guns and skulls will be better. but I can almost handle that. I mean, I can't handle that better than these guys walking around with these long guns.
Oh, yeah.
Showing up. At fucking Taco Bell.
It's got to be
with an AR.
It's the idea they're just showing off their hardware, right? It makes them feel good for some reason. Because it can't be the idea that they have this need to protect people. There's no way this comes from a good place. You think? I mean, there's no way it comes from a place of like, I want to do the community good by protecting them, by being armed at my school and protecting kids from attack.
Oh, I think they kind of think that.
God, maybe.
But really, it's that I get to play out my little hero fantasy.
Yeah, that's it. Marky Kessler, right? From Pennsylvania.
They're imagining that a herd of brown people is going to attack Chipotle. And that they'll be the ones who get to ride in and save
Fuck
everybody.
You!
Yeah. It's that they watch Red Dawn and they're like, God, if I had been there, the Russians would have never taken over. Or the South Korean. Or the North Koreans.
They would have never even fucking hit the ground.
Nah.
Right. And then the vast, you know, if anything, when the shit really does hit the fan, first of all, they're the first target.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm one of the brown hordes attacking Chipotle, I'll try to put myself there.
Okay.
For whatever reason.
here's your honorary union card to the brown horde.
And blackface.
You're a member.
The first target is going to be the fat white guy with the AR sitting next to him.
The fat white guy bending over trying to pick his gun up that he dropped and he's trying to load it.
Right.
Yeah. Or, I shoot him too.
Or
first.
He's balls deep in a quadruple burrito.
Oh, yeah.
His fat face is... And the stupid gun is propped up. Have you seen those pictures? They just prop him up in the booth next to him like it's their date.
Yeah, you're right. It is their date. My God.
Yeah.
Congratulations, idiots.
Right.
Fucking making the world a safer place.
We can see what's here on the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Here, Koreatown, USA, Murica.
It's a tower, man.
It's kind of a tower. It depends on...
Tower-like.
Tower-esque?
Yes.
Depends on your definition of what a tower is.
Sure.
If you want to know what the headline is over at the Commie Pinko Liberal...
Effete.
Huffington Post. This is truly amazing. I saw this morning. Bibi Netanyahu...
Hello.
Congratulations to me. I won. I won this election and stuff.
It worked for him. His strategy worked.
Running around saying, "Oh my God, the Arabs are voting." Running around saying, "Iran is going to blow us up in 7 minutes if you don't vote for me."
By the time I'm done with this speech,
and the world reacting in horror at the tactics that he used to save his saggy white. Circumcised ass.
Well, not the whole world.
His ass isn't circumcised.
Yeah. His ass is circumcised.
It's a different type of Israeli where they circumcise
your butt
cheek.
He's really Jewish.
Yeah. So he did an interview. His first interview that he did was with Andrea Mitchell from NBC.
Fancy.
And he hasn't done an interview in Israel.
Wow.
Like, his first interview since the election, sit-down interview, is with an American correspondent.
What the hell?
Interesting.
Is he a little news whore?
Well, I think he knows that he kind of fucked up internationally. I mean, like, a lot of the headlines around the world were okay, well, Netanyahu won. At what cost? Now, that he's totally, by when he came out and said, no two-state solution. Fuck them.
Right.
Not his words.
Close.
That he went back on what he's been saying all along, which is America has said, well, we want you to have a two-state solution. We think that's probably the best thing. And he's like, well, yeah, but, you know, there's got to be conditions. He's always said that. But he has agreed there should be a two-state solution. He doesn't think there should be a one-state solution. Then a fucking week ago, he's out there saying, well, I don't believe in the two-state solution. It's not going to happen. And then all the hardliners in Israel, bang, boner city, because now they're like, ooh, we're going to get to bomb some fucking people.
Well, now what?
Because they've got their fucking asshole warmongers just as much as we do, if not more, because they've got somebody constantly poking them with a stick.
Yeah.
Lobbing a missile over at them every once in a while from Palestine, which is horrific and just needs to stop.
It all needs to stop. Just quit bombing the fuck out of each other. For God's sakes, get over your sky god bullshit.
So now this asshole is, he's doing a great little, what was it, Jeffrey Hines?
Gregory Hines.
Gregory Hines, yeah, Gregory Hines. Tap fucking dancing away.
White Knight. Remember that movie with Baryshnikov?
Yeah. saying, basically, he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't really mean it.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't mean it.
Not kidding. Right. Haha, psych. I mean, he interviewed with her, and she said, but you said you don't support a two-state solution.
Oh, what I meant was, there's got to be certain conditions. We can't have a two-state solution with what it is right now. There's got to be certain conditions met then. You know, I've always said I support a two-state commission.
It's so disgusting.
He's full of shit.
Oh, my God. It's so disgusting. And then he also is like,
you know, I never meant any disrespect when I came to talk to the president. I'm passionate about... that he's passionate about how Israel and Iran, he wants to save his country.
Yeah.
So I felt it. I meant no disrespect to the Negro, your president.
God. What an asshole.
So he's totally walking back what he said a few days ago to get his fucking lunatic coalition together so that he could save his fucking ass politically.
Is this the equivalent of read my lips?
This is...
George Sr., wasn't that him?
Say whatever you need to get elected, and then...
Well, you got to save your job. I guess that's what all these guys want,
At the risk of...
blowing up the world?
Right.
Really?
That's the scary part, is these guys, all they care about is their dick-measuring contest.
Yeah.
Of who's the biggest and most powerful.
I wish the people that vote Republican in this country could kind of look at this and say, see, this is what these politicians want to do. This guy said whatever he could to get elected, even though he's like trying to start World War III. He doesn't give two fucking shits about anything but keeping his fucking job.
I haven't changed my policy. I don't want a one-state solution. I want a sustainable, peaceful two-state solution, he said.
Sustainable. He wants a couple of biodomes up there.
But let's dial the clock back a couple of days. Quote,
I think that anyone who's going to establish a Palestinian state today and evacuate lands is giving attack grounds to the radical Islam against the state of Israel.
Good God, man. I mean, that's essentially saying the Arabs are coming. The Arabs are coming.
That's exactly what he said.
That's what our politicians say every time they want to get elected, right?
Our administration has also said it was pretty shit-tastic of him. Netanyahu's election day text message blasts.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Bibi here. What are you doing today? Hey, come out and vote for me. We'll blow the shit out of some towel heads.
Right. And it got all his lunatic, you know, fringe voters out, right, to vote, to support him.
One of the texts, quote, Arab voters are going to the polls in droves.
Oh, my God. Droves.
And he said to he didn't see anything wrong with that. He says to Andrea Mitchell,
well, you know, I was just encouraging my people to go out and vote. That all the others that, you know, they needed to get out and vote.
He sees nothing wrong with
God.
It.
God.
Nothing wrong with it.
Well, he's an asshole.
God, what a flaming asshole. So now, which we knew would happen. We knew it happened. Didn't we were talking about this the other day, the day after the Israeli election.
Yeah.
If you were going to talk about, oh, my God, Iran's got the bomb. Iran's got the bomb. That was Bibi.
Yeah.
And then the day after the election, you knew it was going to be like Ebola was
right.
in our election here.
There's no Ebola. Yeah. So what happened? What the fuck happened to Ebola and SARS and all this shit we get upset about? Nothing.
Far more upset when there's an election coming up and you can point to the brown guy in the White House and say it's his fault for Ebola.
Yeah.
And get your morons base out there voting.
I mean, don't these fucking assholes that vote Republican understand they don't give a shit about anything about them? They're just going to say, hey, look, they're going to be waved out the shiny Jesus, abortion. Meanwhile, you know, good luck getting your minimum wage increased.
Right.
Good luck, you know, getting the rich to pay more taxes so you can pay less. Whatever.
And, you know, good luck deciding on what goes on inside your vagina.
Yeah, good luck. Oh, man. So, you're poor in Mississippi. You have to travel, what, 800 miles to get an abortion, probably?
Texas. It's fucking Texas.
Oh, my God.
There's still one over near Laredo, I think.
Take it out.
I don't have a car. Well, you know.
Fuck you, man.
You can get there in a month if you walk.
It's America. You should have tried harder.
By that time, you can't kill that baby.
Oh, yeah. By the time you get there, the kid will be out and he'll be born.
And then they won't care about him.
No. Oh,
my child's starving. Fuck him.
Crickets.
We need to make another tank.
Right. We need to pay for a shitty plane that doesn't. Was it the Harrier or what was that jet that? The plane helicopter hybrid that never really worked properly.
Oh, the one now that they're still working on, the F-35
going
or
on?
Something like that. Sure.
God.
Still, they keep saying, well, the wings kind of fell off here. Back to the drawing board, but we'll be back $500 million later.
We're getting close. We got one problem. We got to keep the wings on.
Isn't there like a field full of tanks that they didn't want? I thought we did that story a while ago that the military was like, we don't want this tank. We don't want it.
Oh, so now they're just sitting there?
But Congress rammed it through because the big defense contractors were like, well, you had a contract with us.
We're going to build this shit. What are we going to do with them? God. God damn it.
All they care about is money.
How much do you think a tank is?
That's why they're trying to throw brown people, our brown people.
Yes.
Into war now.
Right. So somebody can sit in those fucking tanks.
I can use the tanks.
Oh, my God.
Not look dumb.
I'm going out on a limb here, but I think the cost of one tank could, say, pay the salary if you want to put an art teacher, a music teacher in some school.
For a couple of
theater
years.
Theater program.
For several years.
Band. I mean, man, that's a lot of money. Why don't we just sell these tanks to, like, some other country so then they can use them to blow the shit out of us one day? We probably do
that. That happens anyway,
We do that, don't we?
Half of the bullets that come our way have Made in USA stamped on them.
I mean, why can't we sell France these fucking tanks? Surely they need them, or Spain. Why not? Hey, France, you pussies.
We do that, too.
Come buy our tanks.
We sell them all. We're equal opportunity profiteers, war profiteers.
Yeah.
Wherever these fuckers can make a dime killing people, they'll stir the pot to make sure there's more, you know, bullets that are necessary.
Is it just me, or was there like some production company or some film company, either in Illinois or here, California, that had a tank and like you could submit scripts to them, but it had to involve like a tank because they happened to have a tank they could use?
Was that somebody we knew?
Well, we have two stories with that actually, but yeah, that was somebody we knew. Somebody like they had some production company and they're like, We need something that involves a tank.
A tank, yeah. We have access to a tank.
Well, remember, you know, we had a script that some production company overseas was looking at, and we looked them up, and they had a bunch of movies that revolved around really fancy military-grade helicopter.
Right.
And so they had a lot of movies that featured some fucking helicopter attack scene.
Maybe if we would have put a helicopter scene in our movie, that would have made a final pile.
I would have put anything in there. I would have put a helicopter scene, sure. Anything. I would have had a unicorn shitting rainbows out of his asshole. Yeah. We need a tank in it. It's a rom-com. So what? Who gives a fuck?
We have a tank.
Yeah.
Right around it. Or right for it.
And my response to that, wonderful.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
I have no artistic integrity.
No.
If I'm getting paid.
No.
Later on, I'll do art. The
cars from the year 1991.
It's now it's vintage. You're past what a shit bucket that is.
Hey,
and now it's vintage.
How dare you? Yeah. It's got all the original upholstery inside, by the way.
The FAA, yeah, all the original jizz stains in the back from when a teenager owned it back in the 90s. FAA, if we go over to the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Matt Drudge.
Hello, Matt.
And the Drudgettes.
You stupid asshole.
Are deciding what to inflame the ninnies with over there.
No offense.
Their headline is, the FAA gives Amazon drone permission.
Oh, shit.
Dun, dun, dun.
I want my socks.
Apparently, the Federal Aviation Administration today issued an experimental airworthiness certificate.
Ooh, experimental.
Excuse me, can I have an experimental airworthiness certificate?
That's going to fly over my fucking head? Shit. They're going to be, I don't care. It's going to be, man, what about bird strikes?
Birds hitting the drones, you mean?
Yeah, what about if the drones kill the birds? The birds don't know.
Well, I think the birds can see the drones, can't they? I mean,
I don't know.
Are they stealth drones?
Maybe they fly by scent.
All flight operations must be conducted at 400 feet or below during daylight hours. The drones must always remain within visual line of sight of the pilot and observer. This is for these testing permits they're allowing.
No.
The pilot actually flying the craft must have at least a private pilot certificate.
Good heavens.
And current medical certification. What, so you don't have a grabber while you're in the middle of flying your drone?
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
That doesn't make sense. But mind you, you can go to a gun show and buy it.
Oh,
AR-15 without signing your name.
Ah, damn it. I mean, these are remote control planes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. Are you for this? Are you for Amazon tooling around a bunch of drones in your neighborhood, dropping off socks and batteries? Because you know, this is the same day delivery shit.
Yeah, well, it's probably be like a lot of condoms, a lot of tampons.
Yeah.
Toilet paper. What do you need emergencies?
Well, no, it's going to be
diapers.
Birthday gifts for people. It's going to be 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be great.
Oh, fuck. Right.
I mean, am I to understand that I can open my window and the drone will come through and drop it? And
No. I think
they
land on your lawn or some shit
and
drop it off. It's like if UPS came and threw it over the fence, you know?
I mean, eventually this is going to be like a shitload of drones. The Koreatown is just going to sound like, it's going to sound like drones.
Well, that's a worry, is that it's really going to look like a swarm of bees in the city all the time with all these fucking drones flying around.
But if that means less delivery trucks and less CO2 emissions, I guess that's good, right?
I guess,
maybe.
Yeah.
Can you get a gun delivered from Amazon via drone? Or Amazon doesn't sell guns,
right?
No, I
don't think so. They were talking about... I forgot what I was going to say. Guns, drones. Oh, well. Who cares? Senior moment.
Name the tune. Do guns. You said guns. It made me think of A-Team.
Is that the A-Team?
Yeah,
the A-Team.
Right. That's our vision of guns. It's the A-Teams. You know, it's like you'd have these scenes where what's his face? Hannibal. What was his name? Gregory Pappard, George Pappard. Sit there and just spray the scene with fucking bullets, and not one person would ever get fucking shot.
A truck would blow up, roll over, and they always have that gratuitous last shot of the guy crawling out of the window.
Oh, yeah.
So that you know that the A-team doesn't kill nobody.
Do you think the NRA, that was just the A-team was an NRA, pro-NRA vehicle?
God, that's way before that, though. I mean, that's really before the NRA went batshit crazy.
But the A-team proved that guns aren't dangerous.
Although, when did, what was A-Team, 80s?
Yeah.
Because G.H.W. Bush
right,
was the one who ripped up his NRA card, right? Because they were starting to go crazy.
Wow.
Remember that?
Yeah, G.W. did not.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, George Bush didn't rip up anything.
And to the C students.
Oh, God.
I say, you too can be president of the United States.
I mean, that's a big laugh. That's like a Don Rickles laugh. You know what I mean? That is a big laugh he got on that, and it's so...
Well, I guess you got to consider the audience, right?
Disconcerting. Didn't he do that at a spring break, a Girls Gone Wild event?
Yeah, that's exactly. speaking of...
Oh, yes.
Speaking of events, this would be, I don't know, old white people gone wild.
Yay! Perfect.
This clip is beyond spectacular.
What do you mean?
Rick Santorum.
Oh, God damn this guy.
Who, his name, if you look it up on Google... It also means the frothy mixture of lube and fecal matter that is the result or the byproduct of anal sex.
Wow, you almost had it.
I almost had it.
Damn.
Next
time.
He was speaking in South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
I believe.
Wow, that's weird, though. It doesn't seem like that's his crowd, really, because Santorum is Catholic, right? Because that's a wrong kind of Christian.
Yeah, he's a crazy Catholic, which is amazing. I mean, yeah. You would think with his, just the way he talks out there, that he'd be a snake waver almost. Yeah. But he's a Catholic, and he's had a little bit of a hemorrhoidal itch from this commie pinko pope that's saying shit like, you know, rich people should be nice to poor people.
Right.
And heinous, unchristlike shit like that.
How does this dipshit square that? Because the pope, I mean, according to the fucking Catholics, is like near divine. He's the guy.
He's the voice of the Lord.
He's the conduit.
Right.
So how do you go against that, Rick?
If he would be the penis hole of the Lord, where the urine comes out.
The Pope is the urethra.
So Rick Santorum was speaking at some South Carolina summit, and it's one of these weekend events. It was hosted by some lunatic, Frank Gaffney is his name, who is a anti-Muslim conspiracy theorist / birther.
Yay.
He hosts this event, and Rick Santorum goes birther to speak at it. These people still are giving credence to these knuckle draggers. Well, guess what?
What?
A person got up to, they had a question and answer section, and a person got up and spoke. Apparently, she's a retired, this is terrifying,
yeah,
by the way, school teacher.
Oh, shit.
Terrifying. I saw some of the pundits last night talking about this clip, and a couple of the people were like, well, first of all, just thank God that she's retired and no longer influencing young minds.
Yeah.
Because you got to hear, you talk about what is wrong with America and Fox News and the right-wing cunt bubble. Here is this woman talking in North Carolina.
Mr. Santorum, thank you for being here. I'm Virginia Ellisor, a retired school teacher, lifelong political activist, and lifelong resident of South Carolina. I'll ask you the same question I asked Senator Cruz. And I'll preface it by saying, Michelle Bachmann, I think it was King, said that Boehner made a deal. My question is on defending this country. Thank you for what you do for national security. I'm concerned about sealing these borders and protecting the United States. I've fought that battle all my life.
Thank you.
She's fighting that battle all her life from South Carolina, where those Mexicans are pouring over the border.
No. She might not. She's talking about the other border, the eastern border.
The West Virginians?
No, the Atlantic. The Atlantic Ocean.
Oh.
South Carolina. South Carolina is a coastal state, so that's technically a border, right?
Are the French attacking again?
They're swimming over.
British?
We always assume it's the Mexican border, but it could be, you don't know, it could be our shores.
Who is this idiot afraid of?
She's a dipshit. Sealing our borders.
Just wait.
And I'm losing, and it's because I'm not getting help from my Congress. And anyway, Michelle Bachmann and King, in an interview on one of the stations, said that Boehner made a deal with Obama back in September to be on board with his executive amnesty. The American people put the Republicans back in office in the House and the Senate, and the two things we asked y'all to do were shut down Obama's executive amnesty and shut down Obamacare.
The two things we asked you to do... Well, three, pull that knee.
Wait a
pull
second.
That N-word out of the White House and make sure you bleach everything. Get those little curly black pubes off of everything.
We only wanted you to do two things.
Right.
Get rid of Obamacare and stop the executive action for immigration.
Right. Launch those little brown kids back across the border before they start voting Democrat.
Does this woman not understand that?
Not anything.
They are doing that. They are trying that, but they can't. Legally, they cannot do that.
I've been a political activist my whole life. Yeah. How terrifying. She's calm.
Yeah.
It gets better.
Senate, and the two things we asked y'all to do were shut down Obama's executive amnesty and shut down Obamacare. And you let us down on both issues. Why is the Congress rolling over and letting this communist dictator destroy my country? Y'all know what he is, and I know what he is. I want him out of the White House. He's not a citizen. He could have been removed a long time ago. Larry Clayman's the one who got the judge.
Wow.
She off the rails. Now, Santorum looks like he was not given drugs for his colonoscopy.
Oh, he doesn't look comfortable.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, he sounds crazy. What's wrong with this? Why can't he embrace this?
Well, I'm not going to get to his part. We're just going to listen to her. But the part that's very telling about his response is he'll respond. We got to listen to the rest of this lunatic.
Yeah.
But his response is we'll play the beginning of it.
Okay.
His response.
White House is not a citizen. He could have been removed a long time ago.
He could have been removed a long time ago.
God, these are drop-worthy. I mean, he is not a citizen.
And there's no visual, which really saddens me.
Oh,
it's just
shit.
The camera's locked down on Santorum, which is
actually
interesting enough. He's looking down all the time.
Yeah.
And you could tell he's uncomfortable as fuck with a lot of this.
Does she look like... I wonder if she looks like Peggy from King of the Hill. That's what I'm. Isn't that the mom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm picturing that.
I'm picturing Mama June.
Oh, wow. Heavy.
Plus 40 years.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Larry Clayman's going to get the judge to say that the executive amnesty is illegal. Everything he does is illegal. He's trying to destroy the United States. The Congress knows this. What kind of games is the Congress of the United States playing with the citizens of the United States? Y'all need to work for us, not for the lobbyists that pay your salaries.
Amen.
Get on board, but let's stop all this and get save America.
I mean, I'll agree with her on they need to work for us and not the lobbyists that pay their salaries.
Oh, yeah.
work for us.
She is
work
nuts.
For the sane people, not for her.
I get it. I've been in arguments before with people where I'm calm and I'm making a point. Then I start thinking about what I'm talking about. Fuck this. I'm like, my brain goes like, fuck these assholes. They're never going to agree with me anyway. Let's hurt some feelings.
They're taking my country.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on, Senator Santorum? Where do we go from here? Ted told me I've got to wait now until the next election.
She's talking about Ted Cruz,
yes,
who had been spinning his bullshit before these morons, slightly before this.
She's named off Michelle Bachmann, mentioned Cruz.
Steve King.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was
Ted Cruz.
She's
holding up Steve King and Michelle Bachmann as, look, they're right about immigration.
Michelle Bachmann. Pray the gay away.
Let's see if she invokes Gohmert, and then they'll have the Holy Trinity or the Unholy Trinity.
Yeah, she's nuts.
You know, what's going on, Senator Santorum? Where do we go from here? Ted told me I've got to wait now until the next election. I don't think the country will be around for the next election. Obama tried to blow up a nuke in Charleston a few months ago.
What?
There we go. Well, Obama tried to set off a nuke
in Charleston.
In Charleston a few months ago.
I'm against that. Have you been to Charleston?
I haven't.
Dude, it's a great city.
You went
city.
There for a play, right?
I love it. I love it. It's a beautiful city. It's the where baseball was born. One of the first battles in the Civil War, I believe. It's not that that's a positive thing about it, but it's a beautiful city. It's ceiling fans on their porches. That's how hot it gets.
Wow, on your porch.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's a beautiful city, man.
So
really nice.
The theory...
Don't nuke it, please.
That came out...
Right.
...is that Barack... We surprisingly... I mean, I guess we were remiss in not covering this major story of treason and almost mass killings.
Yeah. It seems like it would be a big deal
that Obama was trying,
right?
And I guess they caught him, but nothing's happening about it. We didn't cover the story. I don't know how we missed it.
I don't remember Rachel Maddow talking about this, which is strange.
Apparently, Barack Hussein Obama
quit saying his middle name.
Completely done, lost his mind.
A nuke
and fired a bunch of generals after they refused to drop nukes near Charleston, South Carolina.
He's like, God damn it, Michelle, I can't find one general who will pull the trigger on this plan.
A quote from some ridiculous website run by it's not Ron Paul's website, but it's run by Ron Paul fans.
Oh shit.
Somehow got exclusive coverage.
Yes.
A shocking new Maine Intelligence Directorate report circulating in the Kremlin today.
Oh.
Ooh, they got something from Russia.
Do they have a Russian correspondent?
States that President Barack Obama, while in a rage,
yes,
ousted four of the United States' top-ranking military officers after they refused to detonate a nuclear device in or near Charleston, South Carolina. This past weekend. Instead, they exploded off the Atlantic coast.
Oh, my God.
I missed the nuke explosion in the fucking Atlantic.
Oh, you didn't see it, all the memes? It's a GIF. They show the mushroom cloud.
Oh, which now they're saying is, I guess there was an earthquake off the East Coast around that time. And they're saying that's how they're covering it. This is from InfoWars. You'll be shocked to learn.
Oh, okay.
Exclusive high-level source confirms secret nuclear warhead transfer or some shit like that.
That even for InfoWars, doesn't this sound a little bonkers or not?
Batshit crazy. Well, not for InfoWars.
God, I mean, this just sounds nuts. Why would he
but
do it?
But this woman believes it. This idiot who was influencing young minds.
Right. Oh, God.
Is retired school teacher.
Oh, shit.
This person is now talking to a former senator and possible presidential candidate, and she's saying, Obama done blew up a nuke off of South Carolina.
I want to interview her seriously and find out, like, what was his plan? Like, why? Why would you nuke Charleston? He must have a reason for wanting to do this. Was Biden in on it?
I don't know.
We don't know. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered.
The experts have released and said that the particular atomic device used, according to the report, was a B-6111 nuclear bomb, low-yield, earth-penetrating nuclear weapon.
Oh, that's my favorite. Low-yield, earth-penetrating, easy, breezy, beautiful.
Otherwise known as a mini-nuke.
Go fuck yourself.
Which was deployed by the Clinton administration in the post-war era.
Ooh.
Did you know we nuked people in the Clinton era, too?
No, I thought all Clinton did was stick a cigar in someone.
But had been rejected for deployment by Presidents Carter, Reagan, and Bush.
Oh, Carter. Of course he would. He rejected it. Good for him.
The B-6111 can penetrate and detonate below the Earth's surface, creating a massive shockwave capable of destroying underground targets.
Massive!
In tests, the bomb penetrates.
Ooh.
You said penetrates? Only 20 feet into dry Earth, but when dropped from altitudes above 40,000 feet, but even the shallow penetration before detonation, blah, blah, blah.
God. Bye-bye, Charleston! Damn. What did the audience do when they were like, hey, they were going to nuke us? But they didn't. Was the audience like, oh, holy shit.
They were trying. So what they're saying is that Obama wanted to throw a false flag.
Right. Of course.
And blame some he was going to drop a tactical nuke in Charleston and somehow blame. I don't know who. Probably Mitch McConnell, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Or Boehner. No, he's going to blame ISIS or
what
something.
But that
would probably give him.
Oh, yes.
King Barack.
Yeah. Then he would never have to leave office because there'd be a perpetual state of emergency.
They dropped a nuke. We can't have an election right now. I have to be king.
Yes. Eventually, and that is how we will take back all the guns, get rid of Christianity for good from the earth, wipe religion from the face of the earth, and then turn everybody black.
So the theory running around that this idiot who's screeching at Santorum is bringing up is about that.
So she read InfoWars.
And WND and Breitbart.
And she's like, meh, 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 meh,
right.
meh, 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 with all her stupid fucking friends.
This woman believes that they set off a nuke. That first of all, Obama wanted to drop it on Charleston and four generals said no. So he fired them.
She must host.
So, of course, they're keeping their mouths shut now.
They've been fired. Right. Okay. You're firing me. I'm going out and telling the world you're about to blow up South Carolina. It's my responsibility.
If they felt that strongly about it, I think I might go to the press and say, you know, hey, the president wants to drop a nuke on Charleston.
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody
come forward? Doesn't make any sense.
It's so embarrassing to even identify as a country woman, identify this woman as a country woman of ours. It's
oh yeah, yeah.
It's so sad because this
Fellow
is the tape.
Citizen.
It's going to be played around the world.
Hello, France.
Look at the stupid fucking Americans.
They were going to blow up Charleston. A big deal.
Let's take it. We can't take Charleston. There is a woman there who has been a lifelong activist preventing us from entering,
you know,
because she's been worried about the immigration her whole life.
Right. Her big gigantic computer every morning that she fires up. I mean, she must have her homepage set to InfoWars. And then every day she reads every story on that fucking blog.
Bible verse of the day.
Okay. Yes. Are you saying she's Christian or Muslim?
I can't see her, but I'm willing to bet the farm that
white,
yeah,
Christian,
yeah, oh yeah.
What is a tactical nuke? Because she specifically said a tactical nuke.
That's
and
what
I
we just read it's the B-62, oh, okay. 47 and 69.
But 69. What does it mean though? Is it like it only blows up?
It's
like,
small.
It's smaller.
It's a smaller area.
Okay.
It's not, you're not taking out
fun size
Okinawa. You're taking out you know, a few blocks.
Wow, I didn't know we had a tactical nuke.
Well, that's what took out was it Ventura?
Oh, no, in 24.
In 24.
Oh, how soon? How,
no, what was it?
How quick you forget? Valencia. God
That's right.
Damn. They think about the people in Valencia. They you forgot them. They were vaporized they on that's what prime time.
That's what that was on 24. It was a tactical
nuke.
One of those suitcase nukes.
Well, if it was 24, it was a tactical nuclear weapon.
Nuclear.
Why does that asshole say nuclear queefer on that show? Is that his choice, or is that Fox telling him to say it like that?
I think it might be his choice. Or just the way he says it.
Right. God damn. It's not nuclear. Is it? Are we wrong?
No. No.
We had a president that said nuclear.
We did.
What does Barack say?
Nuclear.
Are you sure?
Don't mess, Don't mess with Texas.
Fuck you.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Oh, God. It's that pause. Too many OBGYN can't practice their pause. Love.
Right. What do I say here? Brain.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you should have got down the old OBGYN route. Sometimes I have to do stand-up.
What's going on when he's trying to...
You start going down one little path, and you're like, oh, God, I'm going to have to say the thing about the OBGYN in like 5 seconds. No!
I know what's coming.
No, it's going to suck.
Here's more.
Practice their love.
Here's more of this woman.
We're not done with her?
Oh, fuck no.
I assumed we were fucking done.
It really just enrages me that there are so many of these idiots out there. And she's probably a lovely old grandmother.
No.
Who makes pies and mint juleps. And
it's like
probably a wonderful woman who, you know, hates Negroes and brown people and other things like that. But
it's like that lady in that nice old lady in Blazing Saddles who hands the pie off to the sheriff.
Good morning, ma'am. What a beautiful day.
What a great
Where do we go from here? Ted told me I've got to wait now until the next election. I don't think the country will be around for the next election. Obama tried to blow up a nuke in Charleston a few months ago, and the three admirals and generals, he has totally destroyed our military. He's fired all the generals and all the admirals that said they wouldn't fire on the American people if you asked them to do so, if he wanted to take the guns away from them.
What?
Whoa.
What? If you won't let us take your guns away from you.
We're going to fire.
Right.
Commence firing.
So, general and admiral, I don't know how many, apparently we're going to take them by sea.
Yes.
We're going to also take the guns by sea.
We're sailing into Minnesota.
All the generals and admirals, he fired them all because they won't fire on our own people.
You know these gun nuts, they have this wet dream, this fantasy where they're in the street, locked arm in arm with their pea shooters gripped in their fingers, and it's just a firing line of soldiers just like shooting them dead.
God, yeah.
And then taking their guns from their cold, dead fucking Ted Nugent fingers.
Exactly. With Barack Hussein Obama at the lead.
God damn.
Ripping the guns out of the Patriots' hands.
But they almost nuked Charleston. Almost. Barack Obama was like, they're like, sir, the target is painted. He was like, okay, commence firing of 5, 4, 3, 2. Ah, fuck it.
Well, then one of the generals is like, yeah. I will not. And then Obama said, oh, yeah, you're fired.
Turn your key, sir.
Right.
And then the guy didn't say anything. He didn't do an interview.
Keeping his mouth shut.
Right. God, this person just, listen, she lost her mind, and I get it. I think she went crazy.
Fuck Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, yeah.
With a watermelon. I mean, he it was such a horrific...
You have been sentenced to forced rape via watermelon.
Vile, disgusting, evil creature he is for creating that Fox bullshit news.
God.
Roger Ailes.
Eat a dick.
Please get something that hurts.
What did Roger Ailes...
I'm through being nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
good,
warm
good,
and fuzzy.
Good. Me too.
Just get something that hurts.
Fuck
Roger
everyone.
Ailes. Get something that hurts.
Yes, yes. A spiky watermelon. What did Roger Ailes do before he made everybody really sexy on Fox? Was he in charge of picking the wardrobe on Solid Gold?
I don't know.
Do you remember that show?
I do.
Those dancers. Holy shit. Scantily clad.
Denny Terrio.
Who's that?
Wasn't that the host? One of the hosts of Solid Gold?
Solid Gold!
Something well, like Dionne Warwick hosted it for a while before she did the Psychic Network.
And got arrested for weed.
Oh.
And went bankrupt.
God damn it. Yeah.
They said they wouldn't fire on the American people if you ask them to do so if he wanted to take the guns away from them.
Ma'am?
This man is a communist dictator. We need him out of that White House now.
Ma'am?
And the Congress of the United States is the only one. We've lost our Congress. We've lost our executive
branch. Ma'am?
Right now they've blow darted her.
Is she being restrained?
They've
Oh,
she just
God.
Took a little dart to the side of the neck. They're waiting for her to fall asleep. Santorum is visibly.
What is he doing? Drinking?
Uncomfortable. And then when the moderator is going, ma'am.
Right.
That's not Santorum saying that. That's one of the moderators or something. He's like, all right, this is.
Ma'am.
This is. Finally,
Bump
it's gone
brakes.
Too far.
Right.
Now it's gone too far. It's a communist dictator who's trying to destroy my country.
That's what happens. It's Fox. They pump all this bullshit into you. It's like, you know what? It's like she's sort of
lost her mind.
She's got all these narratives in her head that are just not
Wrong.
Ever going to play out.
Wrong.
No one ever tried to nuke Charleston. I don't know. How do you know? How do we know he didn't
Were you
do it?
There?
Poor, I feel sorry for this person. She needs medical help.
Well, her and millions others like her. You've seen the comments on
our
fucking page.
Absolutely. And by the way, speaking of our page, you put out you had a question to our audience or whatever, our Facebook buddies. Should we have mandatory voting? Did I read that correctly, or did you post?
Oh, Barack Hussein Obama mentioned a little something about possibly one way to, if we can't revoke that heinous Citizens United bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That one way would be
mandatory,
maybe
voting.
To, you know, somehow institute mandatory voting.
Mm-mm. No. I think that's the wrong idea.
Well, I asked the question. I think it's a little goose-steppy myself to force people to vote. But
No. You don't like that because you don't want people like stupid people voting.
But they already are.
But
the bad stupid people.
We
want the good
that.
Stupid people. We want our stupid people to vote.
Oh, yeah. We could change that. We really could. A little test.
Oh, look at you with the... That's their side.
Well, fine. Listen.
You're getting a little Republican-y.
No. See how many people on their side pass. Do you think... it's not about politics. The test has nothing to do with about politics. It's like...
This woman's a school teacher.
I don't give
a... This woman would pass your test.
She might not, dude.
Unless you ask, did Obama drop a nuke in South Carolina?
I don't know. I'm just saying, how can we have less of these people voting? Because she's stupid, dude.
Wait a couple of years.
Okay, I mean, I know.
Would ask you please to allow the senator to
answer
the question.
I got your question.
You've made the question clear.
I got you.
Please.
Well, she's still. I mean,
she's still like losing her mind. What are they doing? Stuffing her in a steamer trunk?
So here, frothy lube fecal matter has a chance.
God, he looks sane in this scenario.
Here, he has a chance to. Because he knows there's cameras everywhere, to possibly strike a blow for sanity and reason and say, you know, look, I'm going to stop you there.
Okay.
I agree. I disagree with the president on all of his a lot of his policies. I think he's doing damage to the country. I don't think he dropped a nuke.
Was he born in this country, Mr. Santorum?
Right.
Is he an American citizen?
Yes,
what would he say?
Yes, he is.
Fuck you, you're a traitor. That's what those people say to him then? Man.
Kill Santorum!
Oh, yeah.
Rick Santorum was ripped to shreds today when he said Obama was, you know, kind of a nice guy.
Oh, You feel like, what
Kill
would
Kill him!
If Obama was there, what would he say? Do you think he'd be like, would he deny it? Would he straight up deny this Charleston thing or what? What would he say? Hopefully.
Well, I think he would be like, oh, you got me.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he would be like, listen, let's not laugh. I'm worried about the health of this person. I don't know.
You tell me that this raging lunatic would have the balls to say that to the president.
Fuck no.
She would not. Even as crazy as she is, she would not have the balls.
Absolutely.
To look the president, commander in chief, in the face and say any of this bullshit.
But what if she has the truth on her side? Well, I mean, if she believes this is the truth, then why would she not? She must not really believe it. She must not in her heart believe that the president tried to blow up South Carolina with a nuclear tactical weapon.
Anybody? She does. She's screaming about how obviously the president set off a nuke.
And she was excited.
He's firing all the admirals.
I just can't imagine anybody really believes that. You know? It's stupid.
Listen to this. It's just like we should be done. We should just... All the smart people should just wash our hands and say, hey, we're going to move to Europe.
Yeah.
You guys can...
Or you move.
You can frack, destroy...
Yeah.
Turn your world into a Christo-fascist, dystopian, Ayn Randian wet dream.
We're going to give you Kansas. We'll give you Oklahoma. We'll give you Texas. No. Fuck that. Texas has oil.
We don't need oil.
And coastline.
We don't... We don't need oil.
We want their shit. I don't care. Fuck them. Fuck these idiots. And we'll give you Mississippi. No. Mississippi has the Gulf Coast. I like that. We'll give them Arkansas.
Do we have to have the people from Mississippi?
No. They're all going to the country of
Dumbfuckistan.
Oh, yeah. Dumbfuckistan. It will include Minnesota. Congratulations, smart people. You don't have to live in Minnesota anymore. Think about that. Right. Boy, I'm an asshole. I don't care.
Michelle Bachmann. Area.
Dumb fuckistan.
Yeah, so Prick Santorum had his chance to be magnanimous, to say, I understand your passion.
Right.
Maybe a little off the rails a little bit.
Yeah.
But here's what he takes out of it.
Let him answer. Okay, well, first off, I take somewhat offense of referring it to you because I'm not a sitting member of the Senate, so I'm not taking blame for any of that stuff.
Wait a second. Come on.
That's his first thing after all of that is,
oh my God.
Hey, you're yelling about the Senate and the Congress. I would have stopped Obama from dropping the nuke on South Carolina. I wasn't there.
You got it. If you're an authority or whatever, you have to come up after that person and say, listen, I think she was excited. She might have got a little nuts. I don't know. But Liz, to my knowledge, no one's blowing up South Carolina. Oh, no, fuck it. No one's blowing up Charleston, okay?
I don't even think he knew what she was talking about,
maybe
to be honest with
listening.
You. Because when she said that, he tried to blow up a nuke, and the three admirals, and Santorum was looking off to the side like, what is she talking about?
What the fuck?
Should I be here? Am I radioactive?
Right. Maybe he expected Ashton Kutcher to walk out with the cameras like, you're unpunked.
Right. I mean, they're... but I will tell you this. You've hit on one point that I absolutely agree. This is a complete lack of leadership. the bottom line is...
That's it.
Oh, my
God. And then he goes on.
That is irresponsible.
The bottom line is it's a lack of leadership.
It's irresponsible, right?
Because if he was a good leader, he would have forced those motherfucking generals to drop that nuke on South Carolina. If he was a good leader, obviously he's a pussy. He's a feckless pussy.
You know, it's a shame there wasn't a real asshole to answer. God damn it. Why wasn't Howard Dean there to rebut these allegations?
Olbermann.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can you imagine a Keith Olbermann segment playing his response to this segment?
Preposterous!
I miss
stupid!
Keith Olbermann. R.I.P.
Lunacy.
Speaking of, a weight has been lifted off our shoulders.
Oh, really?
We kicked one of the trolls off of our Facebook page.
Oh, is that for Randy?
Yeah.
Goodbye, Randy. I mean, he played nice for a little bit.
It got
maybe
to be too much. It was every single post. We could battle Randy on one or two posts a day, but when every post that you put up is, oh, libtard, typical liberal bullshit. Yeah. Oh, you're a moderate, huh? Why didn't you say Obama blew up South Carolina? Why didn't you talk about that?
Well, she actually is like Randy with a microphone. I mean, that's what Randy did on every one of our posts. You know what I mean?
Every single one. Yeah. Although, I mean, she's got arguments. He was like, you're a libtard.
Yeah.
You're dumb. Liberal bullshit. and there was something he said the other day, and I was like, oh, citations, please. Prove that. haven't heard anything yet back.
And then we say something like, listen, the Koch brothers, they want to kill the unions. And they'll say citations. Well, you're not going to find
any. Or the story that we post is the citation.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll post a story from the fucking New York Times that has charts and everything and says, this is what's happening. Obamacare is doing this. Prove it. Citations. This, you stupid jagoff. The fucking story I just presented to you is the citation.
What do you want me to do? Grab a pen and run around taking a survey? Oh, do you have Obamacare? How's this? You
know. So I don't mind discourse. I don't mind argument. I kind of like it, mixing it up.
Yeah.
But every single post, I think it was, like you said, it might have been stifling some of our more intelligent
commenters. What if somebody wants to make a comment and they don't want to be attacked by Randy?
Well, yeah, they want to say something intelligent. Like, well, yeah. I don't know if that's a good idea. Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
And then the motherfucker challenged me to ban him.
Oh, my God.
So it took 0.4 seconds. Once I read that, he said, oh, go ahead and ban me, asshole. Click.
Okay.
I mean, it was that quick. I was like, okay, bye-bye. Go ahead, ban me.
Oh, well, Randy, it's been a fun ride.
It's been a fun ride.
Hopefully you listen to the show.
They'll step up. Some jerkwad will step up, I'm sure. There's still a few left. Join in on the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Still a few trolls that you can mix it up with.
It's a lot of trolls. I saw some trolly stuff in there earlier.
Even just people that disagree. A couple of them are maybe not even trolls. Because if they post and disagree and yell once in a while,
yeah,
I'm okay with that. It was Randy's volume that was just fucking irritating as
what
hell.
Does he
and why
do
you
all
go,
day?
Yeah, I don't get that. Why do you go to? I don't go to Let's Lick Breitbart's Dead Taint page.
Oh, really?
And say and go on to the Obama nuked South Carolina posts. And go, you're a dumb conservatard.
Well, I think that's how it works most of the time. I think the trolls are generally on our side.
Right. That's
There's
what a troll
not
is.
A lot
yeah.
of liberal trolls out there.
Oh, there are a few.
But not like
yeah, there are a few.
Conservative assholes, right. Dude. I mean.
And they might be paid, too.
I mean, listen, they're upset.
They've been shown that there are these paid.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these organizations they pay people to post on social media.
How do we get that?
I don't know. I don't know the.
That's amazing.
So, you know, you
God,
guys
that
are,
woman really, I'm so sorry. She really thinks that Charleston was the target of a
I can't
conspiracy.
I know. I when I heard that clip, I
never even heard that story.
I think I'm overcome with just a profound sadness. I read that story. But it's the same thing as, an alien came down and fucked me in the asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Or probed me. I just don't.
Why are they doing that? Whenever we hear about UFOs, why are they probing people in the ass? What's up with that?
Who was it recently that was telling me that they knew somebody that got abducted by aliens?
Oh, yeah. We got a probe.
Oh, I think I know who.
Oh, yeah.
I feel sorry for all of you.
Oh, yeah, that guy. He's been proud for sure.
9/11 conspiracy theorist.
Building 7. God.
And then yesterday there was a post in the Facebook stream about Building 7.
Oh,
I was
really?
Laughing. We had been talking about that.
We've got a 9/11 interview that we're going to play soon on Crab Diving. It'll be great.
It is with two anonymous 9/11 truthers.
Truthers.
That have all the answers.
Have a little truther segment. Yeah, we're going to have a truther segment.
To
why not?
The Building 7. There's also the no pieces of plane were found at the Pentagon. Was that the other one, too?
That's my favorite.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. It's fucking awesome.
I guess I'll have to look into that a little bit more. After I'm done, I got to find out where they dropped this nuke.
Well, just watch
South
that.
Carolina. We got to get on that, man.
Well, that's bigger than 9/11, dude.
If Obama's trying to false flag the fuck out of us somehow.
False flag.
We gotta be on that shit.
Not enough hours in the day to keep this country safe.
Bibi didn't pull it off.
Right.
Did you see those theories going around that people were like, If anything happens in Israel in the final week before that election.
Oh, Bibi did it.
They're like, you better investigate the fuck out of that and find out if somehow Bibi was behind it. Because that would have been exactly what he needed.
You know, most.
So he just did it verbally.
Oh, yeah.
He did. I'm going to text everybody and tell them the Arabs are all voting.
Life is not a 24 episode.
It is. To a lot of people,
I guess.
It is.
I mean,
to a lot of people, it is. It's 10, a little 10, 12 after 3 here on a Thursday. Yay. Ladies and gentlemen, the 19th of March in the year of our Lord, 2015. We're going to maybe take a little quick break here. We missed our top of the hour break, but you know what the fuck? We get to do what we want here.
It is our network. We run this bitch like North Korea.
That's right. We are the Kim Jong-uns of crab diving. I'm going to toss a little song in here. We're going to go refill the cups.
Perfecto.
Empty the bladders or bowels, whatever you need to take care of, I guess. You know, if you got to take a shit, take one.
Stretch out.
And we'll be back in a couple of minutes live for you all, unless you're listening to us as a podcast. And then we'll be back recorded in 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
My party is so fuzzy. My party is so pink. And when you touch my party parts, you make me want to scream. My party got some velvet. My party got some rope. My party rolls like ecstasy. My party's up in smoke. My party's got to wiggle. My party's got to grow. And when it parts, your party parts. My party will
ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving Live on a Thursday, a little bit after 3:15 or so, here on the western coast, Los Angeles, California. It's after 6 out on the eastern coast if you're listening to us live. Otherwise, it's a rerun, or, you know, you've downloaded us as a podcast, which you can always do at crabdiving.com, at Stitcher, on iTunes.
And
spread the crabs, love the crabs.
I've just sent out a tweet to say what we're about to talk about. So racism, are we done with racism?
No, we haven't even started racism.
Oh my
yet.
God.
Are you kidding? We got fun with racism. We've got some the gay. Oh, perfect. Something about the gay stuff coming up, ladies and germs.
Hashtag equality.
But before we get to that, I've got a couple of quickies here for you. Some in and out, like chickens fucking. This is out of Iowa, the sovereign state of, we talked a little bit, well, actually the crazy lunatic woman screaming at Santorum talked about Steve King.
He knows what he's talking about, Bachman and King.
God, that's insane.
Well, this is an Iowa Republican state rep. Representative Ross Paustian.
Oh, was he on Friends?
P-A-U-S-T-I-A-N, Paustian?
Oh, not that Ross.
A different Ross.
Oh, yeah.
They were in session, the representatives.
Yes.
And they were talking, or somebody else was talking. They were debating about teachers' collective bargaining rights. You know how much the Republicans love unions and teachers.
Oh, yeah. So much so that they want to shut them down.
And education and thought and shit. Way into that. So during this debate, somebody snapped a photograph of Representative Ross Paustian.
Yes.
Which has gone viral.
Uh-oh.
And has caused him to...
I haven't seen this. Is it funny?
He is leaning back. He has a book open that he's reading. And the book is Sex After 60.
Well, fuck. Good for him. He's trying to figure it out.
Now, he said...
Yeah?
That... He was holding it for a friend.
Okay. No, that's not what you say, Ross.
And that it's a gag book in which all the pages are blank. Get it? Sex After 60.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's funny.
Well, you know, we could all use a laugh around here, he said. He says he doesn't deserve the backlash he's been receiving. Quote, I'm getting a lot of pretty vicious emails from people, so I have to explain. The thing is, I was totally engaged in what was going on the floor.
Right. He was making a joke, but, you know.
I knew what was going on. I knew how we were going to vote on amendments, so it wasn't like I wasn't paying attention to what was going on.
Shouldn't you be paying attention, though, anyway?
Well, that's it. He already said, I know how I'm going to vote. This is why it's all just such crap and theater and kabuki. If they're already told, here's how to vote.
Oh, yeah.
Why not sit there and read a book? Why even go in?
Why don't they telecommute? Honestly, how much would you save if you just bulldozed down the Capitol, turned it into a fucking Walmart? Sell it. Stay home. You know, kabuki. That's a great word, too, man.
And this, meanwhile, this follows up from a day or two ago,
yes,
when Representative
Clell Bowdler
was caught
Jesus
on camera as the Iowa House was trying to pass some bill to fuck teachers.
Boring.
He was busy on his laptop watching.
Stop it.
It looks like Game of Thrones. Oh. It's definitely Netflix. They caught him watching Netflix while the house was in session. He has his
that
headphones
looks like
on.
Darth Vader, doesn't
he's got,
it?
He's got his headphones on.
God damn it.
Watching
wait.
A show or a movie.
So is this what these lawmakers are doing? Everybody's fucking around. It's like cut up Tuesday.
I guess why bother?
Yeah,
why
who
bother?
Gives a fuck? Who cares? Fuck the teachers. I'm watching Deadwood.
Koch brothers
damn.
Already told us how to vote. Why should we debate this?
This is unacceptable. Honestly. Now, listen, I understand the guy's trying to make a joke. Sex after 60. Maybe it's just a little thing
like
that.
What might have happened was the asshole next to him was like, hey, psst, psst, here, check this out. He opens it up and looks at it. Somebody snaps a picture. I can understand
okay,
that.
Not a hard ass, but this guy. Headphones.
Yeah.
Engaged in it, fully engaged. He is fully motherfucking engaged in whatever he's watching there, and he doesn't know. Meanwhile, hey, both my brother and my mother, they're teachers. You know, fuck that guy.
Yep.
God damn.
Teachers should be paid like doctors and lawyers. I mean, teachers should make the most of anyone. You're handing your precious little snowflake over to humans. One of them may be sitting there taking pills because she's so nervous that the Muslim in chief has just dropped a nuclear bomb near South Carolina.
Nuclear. God.
She's a teacher.
It's so, I mean, these guys need to at least, dude, you at least need to have the appearance that you are working and that they're like that you should have some shame, that you should feel ashamed that you're watching a TV show on your laptop while you should be working. So, but that guy's just so, he's so blatant. Would you, when you worked in Cubeform USA, as horrible as it was in Corporateville America,
soul sucking.
Yeah. And you were going to sneak in an episode of Game of Thrones. Would you put in the, put on the big gigantic headphones and sit there in your cube?
Fire it up on my widescreen laptop?
Yeah.
Probably not. I might sneak it on my phone.
Right.
You know, drop it in your lap.
Always aware of your eye lines, right? And who could see you. And
exactly.
Damn.
So those are the shenanigans going on in Iowa right now. They're really worried about these laws to fuck the teachers.
You ever see any Kabuki theater? You brought it.
Tape.
Oh, my God.
I've never been live. I've seen it live?
I've seen it live. I've seen To Kill a Mockingbird Kabuki.
Come on.
It was amazing.
Chicago?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
I saw it at a crazy little theater, but, I mean, it's like, ooh-wah!
Yeah.
We should do Kabuki crab diving. I don't know. Oh, shit.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Oh, wrong one.
Oh, wow!
So,
good one.
Another quick story here. This is
Kabuki crab diving.
If you're driving around, if you find yourself in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Oh, shit.
On purpose.
I'm chewing my cyanide capsule now.
Yeah, if somebody's drugged you and if somebody's Cosby'd you and left you there.
They were going to blow up Knoxville with a tactical nuclear weapon.
There are members of the community that are actually expressing outrage that the Knoxville Baptist Tabernacle Church
ding, 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 ding,
had put out on its sign
ding, 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 ding,
out in front, ding, ding. Quote, remember, Satan was the first to demand equal rights.
Fuck you. That's right. That's right. He's the first civil rights activist. Lucifer.
Satan,
right,
was the first to demand equal rights. Who are they talking about?
If you carry a pitchfork and have a little curly tail and horns on your head, you must drink from this water fountain.
I mean, I obviously they were going for the gay, right? But
I don't know.
Is it just a bonus that he also covers
the blacks? They said the first.
Right.
So that they are talking about minorities. African-Americans, gays.
One guy, one resident who's complaining says it's clearly the sign was meant to offend a particular community, the LGBT. But yeah, because of the church's obvious lack of foresight, they've ended up offending everybody who's ever fought for equality or civil rights in general. The pastor, Tony Green.
Yes.
Our sign referencing Satan demanding his equal rights to ascend into the heavens and be God was simply I and all about that individual.
Oh, God.
It was not a statement against any one group in particular. We weren't disparaging on the faggots.
Yeah. What was
you know, he goes, you know what about the rights of unborn babies?
Oh, God.
You know, what about the rights of unborn babies?
Yeah.
The rights of children. The rights of everyone. My heart. This is what he says also. And this was one of the things that may his profile rest in peace off of our Facebook page.
Fuck you, Randy. Eat a dick.
He used to always accuse us of being divisive. He's out there screaming, Obama needs to be hanging from a tree.
Divisive?
And we're divisive.
What? We're saying gay people should have the exact same fucking rights as everybody else.
And we don't want to kick Randy out of the country.
Yes.
We want him to stop fucking other people's rights up.
Wait. I thought we were going to make a country just for people like Randy.
No.
I was really excited about that. Don't bring that up unless you mean it. Damn it. I was already planning the whole thing, how it's going to work.
Now, On Monday, the sign had been changed.
Crab diving Monday.
To glad you're reading, did not intend to offend.
Oh.
We all need Christ. So I think even in Knoxville's kind of a civilized city, right? So, I mean, they have like roads and indoor plumbing and
shit.
Oh,
of course. Don't be crazy.
So,
but
apparently they have enough people that were outraged that this person, I mean, this shithead.
Right.
With his heinous church sign actually did kind of backtrack and be like, "Well, sorry, we didn't mean no offense.
We mean nothing by it." Dang. I'm worried. What about the rights of fetuses? I want my fetus to be able to use the same water fountain you use.
Well, and there's another straw man.
Can my
equal rights. What about the unborn children?
Does my fetus have the right to marry anybody he wants?
He ended up shitting on everybody.
Yes. Can a fetus vote? Are we going to grant a fetus suffrage?
There are... I don't know if it even passed or not, but there was, I want to say, Georgia, Alabama, one of those two.
Ah, fuck me.
They want to appoint a lawyer. Like, every fetus gets a lawyer.
That's right.
So you got to go to court and argue against the 8 cells that are fermenting in your uterus.
Yes.
You've got to go argue with someone that's going to advocate for not sucking them out.
Right. Can the fetus, can he defend himself or her? If they so choose.
You got to have somebody protect those babies.
Right.
And I think in Texas, they actually did pass one where if the mother is incapacitated, like in a coma or some shit, that and she's pregnant, that absolutely they give them. Because remember what happened not that long ago in Florida where they tried to force that family to turn that brain dead woman into
an incubator,
some kind of a baby incubator.
Yeah. Easy bake oven.
When she was only a couple of months pregnant or something, when it happened, they wanted to let her die, take her off the life support. She had expressed when she was alive that she didn't want to be on any life support systems or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then didn't the governor almost want to step in and force them to? It was like a Terry Schiavo kind of moment which, by the way, was Jeb Bush. Let's never forget that.
Oh, my God. Was he on the wrong end of that shit?
He was the one who stepped in and wouldn't let them turn off her life support.
Don't vote for him. Do not vote for Jeb Bush. God. Damn, is he going to be our next president?
No.
Stop it.
No, 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 no. No, Hillary would have to bomb Charleston to not get the nomination and not win. It's really got to be.
Years ago, we were in your apartment in Chicago writing a script on the back of a pizza box.
Absolutely.
And you said to me, this George Bush guy, he's real popular. That was W. And I was like, there's no way George Bush is going to fucking win. That's ridiculous. Oh, shit. I was wrong. I was wrong as fuck.
Yeah, he technically didn't win.
God, I hope you're right.
The Supreme Court gave it to him.
I don't want this guy.
His brother defrauded the state first.
Dang, da, dang, 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 dang. Fuck you.
I mean, if you're gonna steal a presidency, make sure your brother is the governor of the state where you're counting hanging chads, right?
Pro tip.
And there's been a couple of memes out about that, like
meme.
There's no way Jeb Bush is going to win because he doesn't have a brother that can fix the election for him.
Just get Rick Scott to do it. What won't he do? Get sweaty Taint McGee.
That heinous piece of
shit. He won after he straight up said, I cannot do this debate unless there's a fan blowing directly into my crotch.
Oh, no, that was Charlie Crist. That was his opponent.
Oh, shit. Oh,
Fangate was the opponent.
Okay. Ah, listen. Whatever. Retraction.
Retraction. Right. Hashtag retraction.
Well, listen, it's good to know.
But we retract our. That's the difference between us and the right. If the right would just stick by it.
I mean, and by the way, my mistake doesn't make a fucking difference. They're both fucking assholes. Who cares?
True. It's, Poe's Law. And no, Rick. Anything heinous that you said could have, it could easily have been done by them.
Rick Scott said Charlie Crist wasn't allowed to have a fan.
He fought over it. Yeah. He threw the hissy fit.
Yeah,
saying I'm not going to debate until he gets rid of that fan on his balls.
Right, and that was the asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Okay.
And Charlie Crist was like, I don't want my balls to drip. How does that, talking.
How does that guy win an election, Rick Scott? I mean, he's so creepy looking.
How did he win the first election after? He had been indicted, his company, for Medicaid fraud or Medicare fraud.
They're ordering bullshit MRIs.
And he pled the fifth.
Yeah.
Yet the idiots of Florida somehow, inexplicably, went out and elected.
That happens to me. If that would ever happen to me, I would just be like, I'm getting out. I made it out of here. Now I'm leaving the country. I don't want to deal with this shit anymore. But no, I'm going to be in charge of the shittiest state ever, Florida. Which it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be the shittiest state. God, when you're like...
It's a horse race, man. What do you... I mean,
Alabama, Georgia,
Mississippi,
God damn
Arkansas.
It.
So, that's the headline there. That's out of Knoxville, Tennessee, the Baptist Tabernacle Church. With some shenanigans going on with their signage.
What about the rights of fetuses?
Not liking the gays.
All right.
Here is another... it seems to be Tennessee Day.
Get a gay friend. Everybody in the South, stop what you're doing. Go make a friend that's gay. And then you will not have this problem anymore because you will start to see gay people as people, stupid.
But Jesus said we had to hate them.
Slow your roll with the Jesus.
State Senator Bo Watson.
Oh, shit.
Out of Tennessee.
Eat a dick, Bo.
They are debating, he was during a Senate Commerce Committee hearing, they're talking to Volkswagen.
Yeah,
some,
nice.
Hoogity boogity hi poobah from Volkswagen about the possibility of Volkswagen putting up a big fucking giant plant.
Okay.
To add an SUV line to the existing plant in Chattanooga. And they're saying if it's built, they think it's going to create 200,000 jobs.
That's nearly as much as the pipeline.
200.
I mean, that's a shitload more than the pipeline.
And 99,965 jobs more than the Keystone XL.
Titties.
And a lot of them. Oh, here's the problem.
Uh-oh.
So Bo Watson was really a dickwad.
Elementary.
In his grilling of this person from VW.
VW.
So this guy is a concern. Now he goes, Bo Watson says, VW is a magnet for organized labor. Intentionally. I believe this committee should know and understand what Volkswagen's position is on this issue, both here and in Germany.
Good heavens.
So he's saying, I don't know if we should take these 200,000 jobs here in Tennessee for the 200,000 people that may be desperate for work.
In Tennessee, dude.
Because, you know, they're kind of pro-union. And they may create some of those evil fucking union jobs here in America where we don't abide that freedom-sucking bullshit.
They might create some jobs. Makes it so you can go to the grocery store and buy enough food to live on during the week.
Over there in Germany, they let the workers have a say in what's going on in the company. What the fuck kind of tyranny is that
shit?
They
pay their human beings a living fucking wage. This guy should be fucking pummeled, man. This is not...
Drag him out of... And just throw him in the polluted river.
Somewhere. Don't you hear the people sing?
I don't... let him swim. Don't, like, throw him a rock or anything.
No, yes.
We don't want to kill anybody.
No.
But
damn, 200,000 jobs. Union jobs.
He was talking to David Giannacopoulos. Giannacopoulos.
Right.
I grew up, my neighbor, one of my best friends growing up was Giannopoulos.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that part in...
This is Giannakopoulos.
Wow, that's
Giannakopoulos. Never partying.
Yeah, that movie Office Space, great movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember the part where the consultant comes in and he's looking through all these names and they come to the Asian name and he's like, yeah, Mr. Yashahashi, not going to work here anymore.
So this guy is from Volkswagen.
Yes.
He's Volkswagen America's General's Counsel.
Nine!
And he explained to this idiot.
Yes.
Watson.
Yeah.
That the, you know, it's not the management at this company that's been pushing for unionization, that it's the Volkswagen, they're called the VW Works Council, which is an elected organization mandated by German law.
Yes.
Tyranny, socialism, shit. Communism.
They're coming for your Jesus, your guns.
And separate from company management.
Yeah.
He said that the decision to unionize should be left to the employees.
Right.
And last year, remember, they had that election. They lost.
Oh, God.
Because even that fucking senator stuck his nose in there and was like, you can't vote for a union to that plant because then Obama's going to drop a nuke in Charleston if that happens.
That story about the plant, the city didn't get the plant, right? Because...
they have the plans, but they voted to not unionize, I think.
So then Volkswagen was like, no, thanks.
I think Volkswagen is still trying.
Oh, okay.
They still have ways to maybe get it done.
But there's no way Volkswagen's profitable, right? I mean, because they have all these unions weighing them down.
German car companies are more profitable than American car companies.
But that's impossible, even with all these evil fucking unions.
They you know have living wages and free healthcare and free
yeah
college.
Oh,
you and I could go right now to Germany.
Let's go
and get a PhD for free or a doctorate in something.
What would you get your doctorate in? What would you get it in if you had to choose? Podcasting, internet radio,
relaxing.
Oh yeah, me too. Marijuana arts.
So, I mean, this shit stain, just all they want to do is fuck employees. And I just don't get how they think the world, our country is going to be better if you make poor people poorer.
Yeah.
Let's pay them less. We're paying those fuckers too much. Take away that $7 an hour minimum wage. Pay them $1 an hour like they should make.
I mean, it's great that Target and Walmart, they're talking about they're going to pay everybody 10 bucks an hour, which is good to increase what people make, but it's not enough.
Not enough.
It's not enough.
It's a start.
Assholes.
It's a tiny little shriveled start.
You know what it is? It's a horrible, like, it's negotiation. We're going to make it $10 an hour. And it really should be like, what, 17 or 18 bucks an hour to compete?
To 20 something if it were to stay in line with exactly what it was worth. Like the buying power minimum wage in the 60s, if it was the buying power now, you'd need a $20 an hour minimum wage.
Right. Your reaction when someone from Target or Walmart says, hey, they're raising the you know our wages to 10 bucks an hour. Not enough. That's not enough. They're able to have their company in this fucking country make shitloads of money. You should pay your workers a living wage. That should be the fucking price.
Right.
Or get out.
And I forget which president said it, maybe Roosevelt, but no company that can't afford to pay living wages to their workers has a right to exist.
Right. Then you're not a great company.
Well, we're right.
Or you're not making money.
Why should we put up with slave wages?
Because your business model sucks.
Exactly. Because
why should
you can't
I not
make
eat?
Money.
Yeah.
Or because it cuts in your profit. And that's the worst part of it. If it was a case of these companies were all suffering and going bankrupt, and these guys, these motherfucking CEOs were all, you know, having to sell a Bentley or two, then that would be a different situation. But when they are reaping record profits, trillions of dollars being put into gumball machines in the fucking Caymans, how do they justify this?
I don't know.
In the tiniest little bit.
I don't know. I'm too worried about Charleston being nuked.
Amazing.
Fuck everyone. Come on. Let's all come. Can't we all just get along?
In the vein of what was going on with our friend that was talking to Rick Santorum.
No, oh, jeez.
With this, oh God, these people. In Arizona.
Rick Santorum didn't even know what to say in that moment. He should have said, listen.
You're batshit crazy.
No one's blowing up South Carolina.
You're out of your mind. He should have stopped her instantly on communist dictator.
Yeah. I mean.
Communist dictator who, during his presidency, Wall Street has reaped record benefits. GE, record profits, zero taxes.
Great.
This is a quick story before we get to fun with racism.
Ooh.
Although I think this is maybe a little bit of racism because it's about Obama. 56 Arizona state lawmakers are co-sponsoring, and they say this is bipartisan. I think any Democrat signing this needs to be slapped upside the head with a mackerel.
like somebody runs out with a big giant fish.
Monty Python. Remember? Yeah. Did you ever see the fish slapping dance? So they've co-sponsored a resolution, quote, Israel has been granted her land under and through the oldest recorded deed as recorded in the Old Testament.
Oh, man.
Scripture that is held sacred and revered by Jews and Christians alike, the acts and words of God.
Oh, shit.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 1019 begins. This is in America. This isn't translated from Iranian. From
yes.
Mullahs. It's not from Pakistan, from some Muslim cleric. This is some of the Christo fascists.
So there's contracts and deeds found within the good book.
So they just want President Barack Hussein Obama to know. They want to tell Obama.
Right.
And let the other political leaders know, God damn it, Israel's been granted that land by the Lord.
Right.
This is God. What they're voting on in Arizona. There's homeless
Arizona.
People. I think there's homeless people probably somewhere in Arizona. There's probably some hungry kids somewhere in Arizona. There's kids who go to school and their lunch is the only thing they get all day.
Right.
From the school.
Hey, and if you're a brown person, you might get pulled over more often than a white
person.
You will
get pulled over more often.
Someone's going to say, hey, asshole, produce your birth certificate. Let me see the barcode.
You absolutely will get pulled over.
What a shit state. That makes me feel better about the South. I mean, a little bit. Oh, God.
A little tiny bit.
Yeah, not much. Yeah, that's totally fun with racism.
So that's what they're spending their time on. There was a meme today on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. I don't know if I shared it or not, but it just had a list of the since, what are we, January, February, March?
Yes.
3 months into the new Republican-controlled Senate and House.
Good heavens.
And they listed all the things they've tried to do already. And it was abortion rights, get rid of Obamacare, get rid of Obamacare, get rid of Obamacare, get rid of amnesty, get rid of amnesty, get rid of Obamacare, get rid of Obamacare, get rid of Obama, get rid of, you know, all these things.
Yeah, they're predictable.
Jobs. Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Wow.
Nothing. Nothing for jobs bills, nothing for anything like that.
It's even anti-jobs, if you think about it. I mean, they're shutting down. How many people work at a Planned Parenthood? I mean, I guess it depends on how big it is.
Probably not. Yeah.
I mean,
five or ten.
Five or six. Yeah. People that live off that fucking paycheck,
right?
All of a sudden you make it go away. Well, what the fuck?
So you were talking about getting pulled over.
Yes.
Well, somebody who does that a lot, speaking of Arizona,
you in high school for speeding
is many times.
don't worry about the ticket.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God for those racist political ties we had on the south side of Chicago. I had a lawyer that was supplied to me.
Wow.
To go contest one of my tickets.
Was he paid out of the sock drawer? Or he wasn't paid?
He didn't get a dime.
Oh, shit.
I mean, he might have got paid his salary.
Sure.
But we didn't pay shit.
I love that. A connection.
No longer. I don't think I could.
You don't think?
I don't know. I'd have to make some calls. Although they were at my mom's funeral.
Oh,
that
yeah,
whole group.
Dude. yeah, they owe you. They should call. Make some calls.
So, Joe Arpaio.
Yes.
Sheriff Joe. Sheriff, I'm going to go get me a Mexican Joe.
Now, it's been a while since we've heard from this asshole.
Calls himself America's toughest sheriff.
Fuck you.
He's been known to make prisoners wear pink humiliate them. He's been known to try to, he didn't get away with it, but he tried to give somebody bread and water. Remember that?
Yes.
Tried to feed somebody only bread and water. And they're like, you can't do that.
God.
You got to at least feed them.
Yeah.
So there's a 4-day hearing that they're going to have to impose penalties on Sheriff Joe for contempt of court. Because back, a little while back, there was he was told, stop hassling brown people, essentially, in legalese.
Yes.
Knock it off.
You can't behave like this, dipshit.
Just because you see somebody who looks Mexican driving a car,
right,
you can't pull them over.
Yeah, this guy's a child.
If they've done nothing wrong, just because you think they might have papers.
What a moron.
But now, Arpaio is kind of quietly taking his punishment. He and his chief deputy offered to accept civil sanctions.
No shit.
For contempt of court. I mean, he could have been jailed.
Yeah,
and shit like that. But I think they're going to probably fucking fine him. 6-time sheriff he's been elected.
Jesus what Christ.
Kind of terrifying people are voting
middle
of Arizona.
The VFW down there is fun.
Four other individuals and the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office were all... are all on the block to be penalized.
And just think about, like, the hell the people went through that live under those fuckers. You know what I mean? Get pulled over.
This judge, Murray Snow, found them in contempt of court after Arpaio failed to comply with a court order to stop immigration enforcement operations.
Oh, my God.
Stop pulling over brown people.
Fuck you. I'm fighting a good racist, shitty fight.
Yeah. States' rights. Obama can't tell us what to do.
Right. If you're a big, stupid 2-year-old, you have to have someone helping you.
Then he wouldn't turn over evidence to the lawyers.
Oh, wow.
Like discovery, he wouldn't turn over that. So, and
Look
a
it.
Bunch of other issues. The lawyer said Arpaio would publicly take personal responsibility for what happened. His office will set up a fund of at least $350,000 to reimburse victims of his immigration enforcement efforts.
Yeah, like fines and citations and shit like that.
And the rest of the defendants have to personally donate $100,000 total to civil rights bodies.
Oh, my God. That's a shitload of money.
The judge has to sign offer on it. But that's the offer from Arpaio and the lawyers.
Ooh.
So I think Judge Arpaio might be a little concerned, maybe.
Yeah.
That his disgusting white ass might be thrown in a pink suit right next to one of the fucking guys.
I'm saying he might not do that well in jail. I mean, he'll be in country club jail, though, right? I mean, he won't be.
No, they're not going to throw him in his own fucking gulag.
Right. Bread and water, dipshit.
This is kind of fun in the fun with racism segment already.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about that. We talked about that race together.
Oh, yes. The Starbucks cop.
The Starbucks. So there's a couple articles out there. It was just pummeled. I mean, the worst attempt at trying to be racially conscious.
You know what? I was just thinking about that. That is such a fucked up opportunity because if Howard Schultz really wanted to do something nice, like he could have put like some nice little something on the cup,
right?
You know, some equality symbol, the rainbow flag, or some sort of, I don't know, anything.
Well, and one, I mean, the hashtag totally got hijacked,
yeah,
rightfully so. So one person tweeted, "If you want a race together, Let's talk about how many people of color you employ in corporate Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
One person said, race together is what happens when a 1%er without any actual anti-racist education or training has a midlife white man's burden crisis.
Oh, shit.
That's a great one, huh?
Yeah.
This one is a script. Quote, may I have a latte and an explanation for why your people continue to plunder my country?
It's a good one.
Somebody else put Don Lemon's face on a barista's head and said Starbucks new employee of the month, ready to handle all your race together discussion needs.
Oh, look, a plane flew into a black hole. Hello, I'm Don Lemon. God, I that guy just burns my ass every time I see him on TV.
So the Starbucks, even the guy that the head of communications or whatever, I guess the idiot that thought that shit up. I think he deleted his Twitter account. I think he finally was like, I'm just gonna be over here.
Goodbye.
So that backfired.
So wait, now I'm pissed off. Does that mean it's gone? Can I not go to Starbucks and be like, hey, like, how do we fix immigration? How do we...
I think the cups are probably... they probably stopped. There probably was a memo that was like, you know what's going to happen? Those cups are going to end up in Africa with the losing NBA shirts.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're going to be able to see pictures of kids in Nairobi wearing, you know, some jerseys of the losing NBA team and waving around cups of race together.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
And by the way, like, why... why don't you just make people bring your own thermos to Starbucks if you want to do something good?
I've seen people do that.
Wasting all their cups.
I did that. I had the Starbucks cup when I used to work and have money.
Right. Very few people do it, though.
I was that asshole that stopped at Starbucks every morning to have coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost. I mixed it up between. There was that other great coffee shop in Venice. I forget the name. I forget the name of it already.
Yeah.
We got a few minutes left here. I want to get to the story. In Austin, Texas.
Oh, shit. Not Texas.
These stickers have been showing up on businesses. People are running up and put stickers on the windows of these businesses down there. And it's a pre-printed sticker, and it's got 3 stars, and then it says, exclusively for white people. Maximum of 5 colored customers. Colored BOH staff accepted, back of house. That stands for.
This is in Austin?
And then it says, sponsored by the City of Austin Contemporary Partition and Restoration Program.
Uh-oh.
And there's the official City of Austin seal at the bottom. These are about the size of a pie. They're round.
Okay.
These stickers. The mayor, city manager are saying, well, obviously they're outraged.
Yeah. We don't know anything about this.
Several Austin businesses before 7 a.m. Monday were peppered with these things.
Oh, come on.
The targeted businesses there's a clothing store, El Chilito's Tacos and Cafe, a bike shop, Sugar Mama's Bake Shop.
Sugar Mama.
The mayor says it's an appalling and offensive display of ignorance in the city.
Wow, good for you. Right in the middle of Texas.
The Austin City Police Department is investigating. But my question is...
Yes?
Could this be a... gay activists who are protesting. Maybe I'm tinfoil hatting it here, but I just thought of it when I was reading this.
Kate, go get the roll of tinfoil.
What if, you know, they're trying to pass these religious no faggots allowed laws? So what if this is it's not we hate black people. It's not done by racists. It's done by look what this could do or look what your law could do kind of a thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Like, it's people on our side who think those discrimination laws are heinous. So they're saying, look, you want to pass a discrimination because of religious laws. This could happen. So no white, no black people allowed.
So
I don't know. I'm speculating.
You would think, though, if someone was doing that, they would come out and claim
it. Well, this morning or yesterday morning. So yeah. I don't have an update yet, but
I think it's probably just a big fat fucking racist asshole. But
they put a lot into it. This is a professionally printed. It's not like
it looks nice.
It's not like a crayon on a sticker on an Avery sticker. It's
Randy didn't do it.
It's like professionally printed up sticker you would hang in your window, like these credit cards are accepted here. Yeah. I mean, it's a really professionally printed sticker.
Well, I mean, some of these racists, man, they have resources. They have the wherewithal.
True.
I mean, look at those Klan robes. They're so intricate and stuff, you know? Somebody puts those together and shit.
Out of Alaska.
Hey.
Before we wrap up here really quickly. An Alaska, an army base.
Yes.
In Alaska. In Fort Wainwright. A soldier has come forward with allegations that the 2nd Platoon C Company 3rd Battalion 21st Infantry Regiment,
to be specific,
Fort Wainwright, Alaska. He said, when I first got to my unit, somebody said, we have to do racial Thursdays because it's been a tradition.
What?
He said. It's something they made up where you get to say any racist remark you want with any consequences. The platoon sergeant says no, but the shit still goes on.
Racist Thursdays.
Racist Thursdays.
Casual Fridays.
You're right. You have impunity to call your fellow, apparently, your fellow soldiers.
Yeah.
Flip the N-word around.
Third Tuesday of the month is the N-word day.
There's a beaner over there.
Yeah.
I hear he's a Jew.
Congratulations.
None of which are racist. But, right. The soldier said, I think that's degrading.
Yes.
And he said they've had fights. Like, they have fights. They have.
God.
It's Racial Thursday, and some guy's like, hey, N-word, and it's on.
Right.
He said that he felt the need to speak out because the unit has a bad habit of sweeping things like this under the rug. Another soldier said, well, he was told that it was a tradition.
That doesn't matter. With this racist stuff, that's what they all say. Now, it's always a tradition. Now, that's the fucking point.
They don't make you participate.
It's a tradition.
They don't force you to go around screaming the N-word.
But it's fine if
but
you want to.
But they would remind you.
Right.
Everybody would get a joke in, or one person would be picked out, and everybody would say jokes to that one person.
They could have... Why don't they have funny hat day or wear a Hawaiian shirt to work day?
How about don't be a racist day?
Yeah.
I think that'd be the hardest.
It's hard for me to believe that's the only day of the month that is it once a week?
Every week.
Every week. Oh, God.
This this is a black soldier who's uncomfortable with this, but then another private, Private Danny Chen.
Yes.
Is saying, interestingly enough, was assigned to that same unit, and he ended up committing suicide after being hazed over his Chinese ancestry.
Good heavens.
The platoon leaders are saying, absolutely no connection between the current investigation and the case of Danny Chen.
And Racist Tuesdays?
Obviously, it was. If he was being picked on about his Chinese ancestry that forced him... I mean, obviously, he had other issues, but that he killed himself because of it.
Yeah. It's a hostile environment. And by the way, I'm sure it was only Tuesdays where people were racist, or Thursdays.
And I thought the goal was to create a cohesive, work together, band of brothers bullshit.
If you're white.
Oh.
See?
I forgot about that.
Never forget.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got to bail quickly here. A little bit of a long Fun with Racism day here on Crab Diving. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday, to wrap it up from 2 to 4 p.m. here live on the network, crabdiving.com/live, which streams 24/7 for your ear holes. All kinds of great stuff. Tonight, a brand new Hollywood Hick at 7 p.m. Make sure you tune in. And don't forget all the other stuff. You can download as a podcast at crabdiving.com, on iTunes, or on Stitcher. All of our social media bullshit is where?
Yay, on crabdiving.com.
Over there on the left, you can click on any of those buttons and go wherever you need to. Don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer when he's doing his comedy. You'll find out where and when, and read his funny tweets at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
Back tomorrow. We got to go right now. Bye-bye.
Many will enter, few will win.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.